here.
Thank you, Tara. Good morning, Wendell. This is Gail. How are you?
Good. How are you, Gail?
I'm doing great. I did you ask for me by chance?
Yeah, I just spoke with Tara over the phone basically a couple seconds ago. Then she said you are the one in charge of Florida. That's why she transferred me over to you.
Yes, wonderful. And it's good to meet you. I actually specialize in working with our home inspectors. So very good to meet you. I was happy to see Boynton Beach was open for programming today. So what I'll do, Wendell, is I'll walk you through how everything works, answer any questions you have, get pricing for you. And then if the plan makes sense for you and it makes sense for us, we'll go ahead and get you set up on this listing today. Fair enough?
Yeah.
Okay. So I was looking to see what you had so far for online presence. I wasn't able to find a website for you. Do you have one? And it's just hiding from me at the moment.
No, I don't have a website yet, but I registered with a company. If you go there so far, I have some basically good rating on that company that I registered with. They send me inspection over to find the client that I have the happy. You know, that's all I can say.
Oh, okay. Is that Angie's?
Yes, that that's Angie.
Okay, and how is that working out for you, the Angie's service?
You know, every company is different. I just start with them. I cannot say anything for now, but I just start basically. I did just about a week ago.
Oh, okay, okay. And I did notice you do have a page on their site. So let me check. I'm going to see if we can build a website for you. I'll check that while we're talking. So one of the first things that we'll do today, Wendell, is I'm actually going to close the Boynton Beach area for the category of home inspector. So we close that for a 50-mile radius around your home base. So what that'll mean for you is that in that 50-mile radius, we'll never work with or promote another home inspector into that first page position. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, super. And then we do all of the programming that's necessary so that Express Home Inspection Services pops up right in the map on the first page anytime anybody is searching for your services. So, for example, do you do radon and mold testing, pest inspections, things like that?
Yeah, basically, we do home inspection. The type of home inspection that we do like when people is buying a house, when people are looking for insurance agent, I do that too. Like, I do basically, it's five categories. Let me see. I do the home inspection. I do 4-point, wind mitigation, roof certification, and mold test. If the house have like termite, If they have termite, I do 3 termite inspection for what I'm doing, the home inspection. I do a 3 termite inspection as well.
Okay, perfect. And so you are in a great area. One of the things that we find a lot is when a home inspector first starts up in an area, it's hard to get those referrals from realtors because they already have their favorite inspectors. So but when we look at who's looking for home inspectors, being on the first page of Google is wonderful because the out-of-towners, the person who is new to the area, they typically go on Google and look for their home inspector there rather than going through their real estate agent. It's truly about 50% of the people that are looking for a home inspector are searching for them on Google and finding them that way. So being positioned in the map section for your services, so I would want to list out all of the services that you offer, including, of course, home inspections, but we would want to list roof inspections, mold, termite, wind, all of those things as your service offerings so that if someone was searching even for a roof inspection, Express Home Inspection Services comes right up in the map, and then they're able to just click and call you directly. And we don't filter or screen those calls at all. They all go right to you. and of course not to your competitors. And we don't charge by the lead or the click or the call. Clicks, calls, leads are all unlimited. Does that sound like a good spot for you to be to help really get your business growing?
Yeah, that sounds good, but I just tell me how much it's going to be, something that I can afford, you know.
You bet, absolutely.
So basically, you say sounds good.
I'm sorry, what was that, Wendell? You broke up just a little.
Everything that you say so far sounds good. I just need to know how much you're going to charge me for that service.
You bet, absolutely. So now, being that you're new in business, I can apply a new in business credit for you, which is going to bring your price down quite a bit. So let me look. I've got to get my retail screen up, and then I'll apply your credits. So our pricing is on a flat monthly rate, never anything more. No, we don't even add taxes to it, but definitely no click fees or call fees. So it's always the same. And we work on a month-to-month basis, so meaning we don't lock you into a contract. We just really don't feel a need. We intend to do our job, therefore we have no need to lock you into a lengthy contract. I hope the month-to-month is okay for you.
Yeah.
Okay, good. So let's see what we've got for retail for Boynton Beach. And then let's get you back off of retail again. So retail is coming up at $399 a month with a one-time $299 setup. But let's get your credits applied here. Oh, Wendell, give me just one moment. That just does not look right. Okay, well, it is right. It took off more than I thought it was going to, so it startled me for a minute. So it brought your monthly down to $249, and it brought your setup fee down to $99. So it took $200 off of your setup, and it looks like $150 off of your monthly. So the setup fee of $99 is a one-time only. You'll never see or hear from it again. And then it is just that flat $249 on a month-to-month basis. And I was actually checking while we were talking to see about that website. We can build a website for you as well. So this includes the first page placement in the map for home inspection services for Boynton Beach and surrounding. And then your website will be on a .com, a domain that you like, something that works for your business, and you'll have complete say in what goes into the website, what doesn't, things like that. But we'll build the website for you, and we'll build it so that it's Google compliant and optimized. That's really going to help amp your visibility out there online too. And of course, it'll be all about your services, your information, your photos. If you have any photos that we could use, would be great. And then we also get you out to the directories. So Yelp, Yahoo, MapQuest, Bing, Chamber of Commerce, up to about 60 different destinations that we get you out to. So we essentially have you storming the first page of Google and bringing in that new business that's out there searching for home inspectors. So this sounds like something that could really help you catapult your business, get it going better.
It's going to be, how much you say it's going to be, like $249 every month?
Correct. And you're locked in at that rate for life, too. It's not a promotional dollar amount that'll go up. So you're locked in at that $249 for life. And as long as we can get you set up on the listing today so we can close that listing, although the discounts apply for life. Does that make sense?
Okay. You see, that's going to be like something.
What was that? I'm sorry.
No, you can go ahead. But do you think I will have people following me based on that when they're looking for...
Oh, definitely. I'm looking right now at, you must be in a good area for people moving in from out of state or doing a lot of moving around. There's a high volume of searches being done in the area right now. That tells me you're in a great spot to capitalize on that first paid listing, because it is such a hot area right now. Are you noticing a lot of people moving in and out?
Yeah, I know people keep moving in and out, you know, daily basis.
Right.
But yeah.
Yeah, you've got an exceptionally high number of searches that have been done. I just pulled the searches for the last 30 days in a 25-mile radius of Boynton Beach, and I came up with well over 1,000 searches that had been done. And what's really neat is, well, for you, being that we're programming you into that map section, 90% of the people who do a search on Google for a business or a service, so for a home inspector, choose one of those companies that's in the map section. And that's exactly where we'll place you. And we'll also get your Google business profile up and running and programmed. I noticed you don't have that up yet, and we don't charge for that. We also don't charge for the website or the hosting. We'll also do the maintenance on your website. So if you ever add services or want to add photos, change anything, all you have to do is let us know, and we'll make those changes for you too. And there's no charge for that. Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Wendell, you are a great fit for this listing. I don't see any barriers to moving forward. You're a 5 out of 5 star rated company, and this sounds like it's going to work for you. Let's go ahead and get you set up on this listing, and we'll close the home inspector category for Boynton Beach.
Yeah, how much the total going to be for today?
Today it would be $348. That'll be $249 for your first month, and a one-time only $99 setup fee.
Okay. If I need to get contact on you, do you have a direct number I can call you if I need something? Because when I do business, I know there's a business staff, but at the same time, I know there's a friendly side as well too, because you know it's business and friendship.
Absolutely, absolutely. So I am the lead on your account, and I will remain as such. I'm always here if you ever have questions, problems, need help with anything. I take all of my client calls all the time. So if you ever need anything, I'm always here. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Because
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Wendell.
Yeah, because basically, how do you have the name of the business? It's Express Home Inspection Services LLC.
Correct. That's what I have. Is that the correct title, correct name?
Yeah, that's the correct name. Express Home Inspection Services. Yeah,
perfect.
The same thing.
And are you at 642 Northwest 5th Street in Boynton Beach?
Yes, that's my address.
And is that also a home address?
Yeah, that's my home address. That's the one that I use for the inspection, because I don't have money yet to have a new address for it, or to have a P.O. box or something like that.
Oh, goodness. And, you know, most of our home inspector clients don't have a shop location. We just use home address, and that's perfectly fine. What we will do, though, is for your Google business profile, I'm going to put a note in here for them to not publish your actual street address on that Google business profile. So you'll still be pinned in the map in that same area, but not so close that someone could find your home. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then for business number, are you using 561-503-0965?
That's correct.
Perfect. And Wendell, is your first name W-I-N-D-E-L-L?
Yes, W-E-E-N.
One more time.
W.
Uh-huh.
E.
as Edward. He as Edward.
Ah, okay.
And his name is Wendell.
Wendell, W-E-N-D-L-L.
No, it's double E. It's Win. They call me Wendell. It's fine, but it's double E. It's W as Wall, E as Edward, E as Edward, N as Nancy, E as David, E as Edward, L as Larry, L as Larry.
Got it. W-E-E-N-D-E-L-L.
Yes, D as David, E. Yeah, that's
cool. Perfect. I love your name. That is a great name. Very unique. And Linda, what is, you're welcome. What is your last name, hon?
Fatima, E as Edward, S as Sam, C as Thomas, H as Height, E as Edward, M as Mary, A as Apple.
Make sure I got that. E-S-T-H-E-M-A.
Yes.
Wonderful. And what's your email address, please?
Let me make it easy. It's the initial of my first name.
Okay.
Plus my name at gmail.com, which is westima@gmail.com.
Ah, perfect. You did make that easy. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Get that updated over here. Here we are. Okay, and I'm going to send you two emails, Lindell. The first one is information on our dashboard and analytics. So you'll have an area in our system where you can log in anytime in real time and see how many clicks and calls you're getting, where searches were performed from, upload photos for us. If you'd like to get into your website yourself and make any changes, you'll be able to do that there as well. And then the second one I'm going to send to you is the exact price and package that you're getting. Now, let me ask you, Lindell, are you using Facebook for business at all?
I have a Facebook account, but I don't use it.
Okay.
For the business. Yeah.
Okay. No problem.
Is that a good idea? If you want me to link it, we can.
You know, if you do have, if you're not opposed to a Facebook business page, it would definitely help you with exposure because we can get you seen on Facebook too.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. Then we'll do that. Okay, so there's that second email. Did those emails both make it to you?
Let me see if the email come. I don't see any email yet. Let me check. Oh, is
my
that you? Is it Gayle?
Yes, Gayle.
Gayle Boots. Okay.
You got it. Great. Thank you. And then let me look at something. Oh, I know. I needed to ask you. On the credit card that you're going to use for payment today, does your middle initial appear or just your first and last?
Just first and last. Actually, I have an account with, I think I will use that one. I have a business account. I will use that one instead of using the other account to use that one.
No problem. And I don't need your credit card. I don't need your credit card number just yet. I need to fill in a few other things. So part of my job as the lead on your account is making sure that we've got everything correct and there are no errors or typos. So I'm checking to make sure we don't have any of those. Now, I saw something somewhere that you were bilingual. What's your second language, Lindell?
I speak English and Creole.
Creole. I'm going to put that on here because that might be needed. Now, isn't that part, it's French is wound into it. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I thought.
You can speak that. I don't have any problem. I speak French too.
Do you? Wow. I don't think, I mean, it's been a long time since I've run into anyone who speaks French. I learned it in high school, but I have never had the opportunity to use it since. So I've lost most of it. And I was never really good at it. But I always wished I was better at it. A few words I can still pick out. Like if we're watching a movie and they start talking French, I can pick a few words out here and there, but not very good at it. Let's see. Okay, and then let's go ahead and list your services, Weendow. So, of course, we're going to say home inspections. And now, did you say you do radon testing also or no?
No.
Okay, and you do mold though, right?
It's when I'm doing like, let me see, mold test is something separate, but when I'm doing a home inspection for people, I can check it, but I know people that just do mold test. That's why I don't want to put mold. When people call me, if they ask me, I'll say yes.
Oh, okay.
Mold is a separate, like, there's people that's all they do. They just do mold test only.
Oh, you don't want that. You don't want the mold only.
No, the mold I do mold too, but mold is when I'm doing this. If you're buying a house, for example.
I got
and
you.
I've done that property. I do a mold test for free, but I know people that the only thing they do, they just do mold and treatment. When they find a mold, they treat it. But me, I just do the mold test for you, but you need to find somebody to treat it for you. That's why I don't put mold in it when people buy me a house.
Gotcha. Okay. No problem.
Yeah, I check for mold and termite. But there's people that there's termite inspector. That's all they do. They just do termite. But me, I just do it for you. Mold and termite, I do both for free when you're buying a house. But once you buy, sign it, now you need to call the company. You need to call a mold company like to come treat it for you. But I cannot treat it. That's why I just keep it like... It's
just
like
50
in that part.
I got you. Okay, no problem. So I've got that changed. And then I just sent two text messages to you, Weendow. The first one is my contact information. So if you would put me into your phone, if you ever need anything, I'm always here. And then the second text is where you'll reach your tech. So typically you'll deal with your technician more often than you will with me, but I'm still always here if you need anything. And then I'm going to send you another one here. This is just an informational link on how our call tracking works. Sending that one over to you. And then we've got an optional item. Not everybody likes it or wants to use it, but it is an option, and there's no additional charge for it. It's our Splash app, so it's an app that you would download from the Play Store. It installs on your existing cell phone, and the app itself has its own unique phone number. So what most of our clients use it for is they'll use that app phone number as their business number. And then when they want to send or receive a business call, they simply go into the app to make that call. That keeps your business and personal separate. Is that something that you'd be interested in?
That's a good thing, but I will just keep my number for now. I can make it easy because that's what I use. In the future, maybe I will make that. But for now, I will just keep my number because I don't have any volume yet. I don't know how that one's going to work, you know.
Okay, no problem. And then, is it easier for you if we contact you by phone, text, or email?
Anything is good. Text is good. Email is good.
Okay, perfect. And then, what would you like to show for your hours of operation window?
The way I am right now, I'm greedy for now. I don't have an hour. Anytime people call me, I work with them. Yeah.
Okay.
You know.
So I'm going to say also on call. There we go. And then would you like us to, again, no additional charge, but on your website, would you like us to add the ability for people to go to your site and send payment to you? So, for example, through PayPal, Zelle, Cash App, Venmo, any of those services that you'd like on there?
Yeah, I do Zelle. I will do Zelle. Zelle is okay.
Okay. Make a note of that. Perfect. And then we now let's go ahead and set up your onboarding call. So this is a call with your technician, and I'll make that call to you, get you all settled in with your technician. And we block out an hour for this call, but it typically only takes 25 to 30 minutes. So let me see what we've got. Today looks bad. Let's look at Monday. So Monday, it looks like we've got every hour on the hour starting at 10 a.m. going through 6 p.m. Is there anything in there that would work for you?
Like for somebody to call me?
Right. So when we do your onboarding call, they're going to go through, make sure I got all of your information correct, one more double check, and then discuss what goes on your website, how to upload photos for us. So you don't need to be in front of a computer for it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So anywhere between 10 and 6 o'clock.
11 should be fine.
Okay, perfect. Let me grab that. 11 o'clock it is. And I'm going to grab that appointment for you, and then I'm going to have another email on the way to you in just a moment. Get that all set. We are. Okay. I'm double checking again. I hate typos with a passion, and I really hate it if other people find my typos. So I work extra hard to double check everything. All right, Wendell, there's another email on the way to you, and this one is titled Local Splash CIE. And let me know when that one gets there.
Let me see. Yeah.
Did it make it?
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. If you would please open that one up, and there, it's a calendar invitation. There should be a yes, no, maybe option. If you would click the yes, that would be great.
This one.
All right, perfect. It worked. I got it. Thank you, Wendell. I appreciate it. All right, so we've got that taken care of. Let me look at my list here, see what we're missing yet. Ah, yes. So we need to set up a security question and answer for you. So the security question and answer, the reason we set it up is because there are a lot of fake companies out there. And as we get you more exposure, you may get calls from companies like Yelp telling you you need a subscription in order for your website to appear on first page. So a couple of things I want you to know. We don't ever call you asking for more money. So if someone is calling you for more money, it's not us. And you're free to accept or decline whatever their offer is. But just know that it'll have no bearing and no effect either way on the work that we're doing and everything I've told you. So we came up with a security question and answer system. So if you get a call like that, I would recommend asking them the security question. And if they can't give you the answer, then it's not us. And if it is us, I would ask anyway, because if it's us and you ask the security question, we're not going to be offended. So we've got three options: mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet name. Which would you like to use?
Let me see something. And after that, I have a question. I'll ask you a question. Is that one?
Sure. Okay, you bet.
Let me see you.
You broke
question.
Up.
Give me.
I'm sorry, you broke
up.
Now.
It's good? Oh.
There, now
is
I can hear you.
Now?
Now I can hear
oh,
you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, because I'm the same location. You said either I took the city I was born.
That'll work. Is that the one you want to use?
Okay. Yeah, you said and what is the name?
What's the city name?
Okay, let me take mother's maiden name and
mother's maiden? Okay. Would it be easier, did you want to text that name to me?
Oh, yes, I can do that for you.
That would be great.
Let me text it to you on the text that I just received. We can.
Perfect. I'll hold tight. Save you a little trouble.
Yeah, I'll text it to you, right?
Awesome. Let me check and see if it's here. Okay, come on, machine. Ah, there it is. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Put that in there. Update that. All right. And then, Wendell, another optional item. Would you like to add Facebook ads to your campaign? It would be just $100 a month, and that all goes to purchase Facebook ads for you to help get your page even more recognition.
Yeah, you know, for now, money, like, for me, I would love to do a lot, but even that one I will do, I have to think, you know,
okay.
You know, for
sure, no.
The question I have for you, am I gonna, basically, the way I see NG get client down here, I don't know, do they go through Google or they have their own website? How people get traffic to them?
Well, they buy lists of homeowners that have at some point or another considered home inspection, and they just dump those lists in, and then they filter them out to you as leads. You probably run into some that aren't very good on HomeAdvisor or Angie's for that reason. And they use Google to promote themselves, but not their customers, not folks like you. So, yeah, it's kind of interesting how they work. They're enlisting homeowners using Google, and then, of course, they're buying the lists of homeowners and putting them into their database, too.
Oh, okay, which is we will call all of that.
What's that?
Like, which is the way you explain it to me, like the HomeAdvisor or NG get the client and then send it over to people
right.
Like me.
Right. So you'll actually be catching those leads before they ever enter the NG system. So you get them right when they're ready to purchase. Yeah, you'll get much better leads.
Okay.
And
that's what. That's why if I can go with you, because I will just go ahead and cancel NG completely and then just stay with you.
Sure. You know, a lot of our customers do that, for sure.
Yeah.
All right, so I've got your subscription set up. Oh, does your company name also appear on that credit or debit card?
Yes, actually, that's exactly. My company name is in there.
Okay, perfect. And then is this Master Visa, Amex, or Discover?
I think it's going to be a Visa. Let me look for you. Give me 1 second.
No problem. I can never remember which one mine are. I always have to look.
Yeah, it's Visa. And it's new too. I don't use it much.
All right. And I'm ready for the digits whenever you are, Wendell.
Yes, I have it right here. The total going to be, like you say, 340 something for today?
Correct, 348.
Okay, 348. Okay, 4018.
Okay.
00101007 9509.
I think I missed something. We
can start over.
Okay, that would be great. So 4018, was that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then the next four.
3400.
3400.
1007.
1007.
9509.
9509.
That's correct.
Ah, got it. Thank you. And then the expiration, please.
1025.
Okay. And that 3-digit security code, please, lean down.
059.
All right. I'll update that. And then I'll have a couple more emails, and we're almost done, and I'll be able to let you back to your day.
Yes, and how soon you think I will start receiving phone call?
Excellent question. So let me give you the timeline. So between now and about 7 days from now, your reporting dashboard will be online. We'll get all of those directory submissions done. So you'll be out to all of those directories within about the first 7 days. And then by about day 14, your website will come online and be up and running. We'll also be getting you featured out on Facebook in that time. And then at about 30 to 45 days, somewhere in the middle there, your Google business profile will come online too. And then between 30 and 45 days, you'll be sitting right there on the first page. All right, Wendell, I've got two more emails that should have sent to you. The one we need to handle is titled Local Splash Initial Invoice.
I see it's coming, Wendell. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email.
Perfect.
Local Splash to accept the subscription.
Yeah.
If you have, click on that.
Yes, please. And I'll walk you through the clicks on that. I have to read it to you anyway. So we'll get through the clicks and the typing, and then I'll read it.
Yeah.
So it's, if you scroll all the way down, there's a checkbox, and then it'll ask you to type your name, capital letters where they belong.
Capital letters only, or?
Nope, it'll want the W and the E capitalized.
Okay. That's all I have. And confirm?
Yes, please. And then it should take you to a login screen.
Okay. Let me see for the course. Yes, it sent me to a login screen.
Perfect. Let me see if it updated. Okay, good. So that's actually where you're going to log into your dashboard, and we'll get those login credentials for you during your onboarding call on Monday. So we'll do the voice verification, which is the voice version of that. So this is required of us as Google Premier Channel partners, and it outlines the services that we're going to provide to you. It is recorded and attached to your file as an added form of protection for you. So in order to ensure the accuracy of your order and for the sake of the recording, please state the full name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google.
Okay, that will happen on Monday, right?
Yes, and then if you would go ahead and say the name of your company.
Mm-hmm.
You can go ahead. Now. Yes, please.
Okay. Express Home Inspection Services, LLC.
Thank you. And please state your name and title within the business.
Wendell Estima, Inspector.
And are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And are you the authorized user on the billing of this account? In order to ensure the accuracy of your order and to get the best results, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to communications coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your non-binding agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup are charged on today's date, November 4th, 2022, in the discounted, non-refundable amount of $348, the breakout of which is $249 for your first month and a one-time only $99 setup fee. Going forward, beginning December 4th, 2022, your true flat monthly rate is $249, to which there are no hidden taxes, additional click fees, call fees, or charges of any kind. This is a recurring payment that will take place again on the 4th of each month. Should you choose to pause or discontinue for any reason, you may do so by contacting client support at least 3 days prior to the billing date. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Perfect. You are all set, Wendell. Congratulations. I'm excited for you.
Yeah, because to be honest with you, I know people lay back, but when it comes to advertisement, someone like me, that's why I get, to be honest with you, I get abused a lot when it comes to business.
Mm-hmm.
Because I love business, but people take advantage of me, either company take advantage of me. That's why I'm always basically in that case. And I'm always looking for a friend in business, even though I don't know you face to face. But there's mm-hmm. people that I don't know face to face that I have good relationship with when it's come like to be. That's why you see you just call me. Not because I have an account, I don't need to be. I know that one is not recorded. I have like $427 in that account.
Oh wow! Wow.
I would not be able to sign in right now. I need to be hesitated. I need money to pay bill and so on. But I know in life you need to risk in order for you to gain something. That's what I believe in. That's my belief. That's why I just registered with Angie last week. I have to work I have to save some money in order for them to register with them. Since if I knew you, because I'm always looking for a way to get client, because I know I do a lot. I travel a lot, to be honest. I'm all over the county. In Palm Beach County, I go all over the place to find.
Oh,
all
wow.
The insurance company. Yeah, I go to basically a lot of insurance company, just dropping card, even though they already have their own inspector, but I still do. I say, in case if you have an emergency, you might call me. You know, basically, I've been much just doing that. You see, today you just called me. I was under the shower. I just closed it. I said, when I finish, I will take a shower. People say, man, you're too risky, you're too easy for people. But I say, hey, it's life. Sometimes you need to with yourself to get something. That's why she called me this morning. I say, advertisement? I say, oh, man, I'm there. Even though I don't know how that one's going to go, but it could be a good thing. But hopefully
right.
It's a good thing. Because if NG gets client, basically, I will not say from you, but from Google, they set it up because they have a way to set it up to get the client. Then they send it to me. You know?
Right, and exactly.
Yeah, if I,
exactly.
Once I start receiving from you, I will just cancel the ones that I have with them or pause the account and for until, you know.
That's a great plan.
Yeah, because what I have in mind, I need to get the same source where they get the client. That's what I was looking for. But I don't have the contact, but I know it's through Google, but I don't know how they do it, how they set it up. You know,
sure.
When people go look, people do them.
It's hard.
It's really hard, and I have kids. I need to take care of them, you know. I even think,
right.
And I'm a mechanical engineer. I go to school. I own loan. That means I'm trying a lot. You know, I know I have the brain to do a lot of things, but you know, to get money, even though you have the knowledge, I have obviously the knowledge to make money, but I don't have the right connection to make money. That's one of the issues. But since
right.
I meet you, I have your business number. Maybe in the future you will give me your personal number, but for now, let's just keep it for now. When you feel comfortable with me, you can give me your personal number.
That sounds good. And you let me know if you need anything along the way, Wendell.
Yeah, no problem. Let me
all right.
Let me see. Write your number down. You say, let me see. The number is, why you with me? Let me have it somewhere. Is 877.
Mm-hmm. You got it.
5-3-2-2-5. And
extension.
You have any... 4-3-7.
Right, my 8-7. You got it. Perfect.
4-2-8-7. And you are working from Friday. What time to what time? If I need to call you.
Oh, 7 to 4 Pacific time. So it would be 10 to 7 your time.
Oh, 10 to 7 because you're not in Florida. And
right.
That's it. 7 p.m.
You got it.
7 a.m. to 7. All right, Miss Gall, I hope it will be because, to be honest, the guy in NG lead, he gave me his personal number. He said, man, if you need something, please text me, call me anytime. But, you know, for business, I just keep it like, even though you actually gave it to me, I just keep it. I call him the business. When I go through the business, then I talk to him. He said, man, you never shoot me a text. You say, man, you are so nice. I'm gonna help you to succeed.
And
say, I'm not
right.
The person,
right.
If I need some emergency, yes. But if there's no emergency, the business side. When I call through, like this morning, I called him. I did not find him. They say, yeah, they will send him an email. They need to call me back. They send him an email, but I have his number. I could just shoot him a text. I said no. Since he trusts me to give me his personal number, I'm not going to call him until one day. If he's called me, I say, okay, I will just, if I need something, you know, even though I just...
Right.
I just keep it in the business side.
Sounds
yeah.
good. Well, you let me know anytime you need anything, okay, Wendell?
All right, Ms. Gall. All and
right.
You say, basically, basically, everything we set up for business is about, like, 2 months. All right?
Yes. And so I will give you a call on Monday morning for your onboarding call. And you have a wonderful weekend.
All right, Ms. Gall. Thank you. Gail, thank you very much, Ms. Gall.
You're welcome. Thank you, Wendell. We'll talk to you Monday.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.